This is VOA News. I'm Marissa Melton. Iranian demonstrators defied a heavy police presence Sunday night to protest their country's days of denials that it shot down a Ukrainian passenger plane carrying 176 people. Reuters' David Doyle has more.
The word they are chanting is resignation. Public fury has erupted in Tehran, piling pressure on Iran's leadership after the military admitted mistakenly shooting down a Ukrainian airliner. All 176 on board were killed in Wednesday's missile strike, and many were Iranians. On Sunday, Tehran residents said police had stepped up their presence. But the criticism is not only coming from the public. At least two moderate newspapers on Sunday said those responsible for the tragedy should resign. But the press attacks and public outcry add to challenges already facing Iran's establishment, which in November saw the country's bloodiest unrest since the 1979 Islamic Revolution.
That's Reuters' David Doyle reporting. Fire officials in Australia say the country's bushfires are increasingly under control as cooler temperatures and light winds stay consistent. Australian Prime Minister Scott Morrison says the government is investing heavily in battling the fires and helping people heal.
Now, the response that we're providing today is considerable. There's $76 million being dedicated through the National Bushfire Recovery Fund. That is going to counselling support on the ground, in communities, Medicare rebates to ensure psychological support sessions.
The Australian bush has been burning for nearly 3 months. The fires have killed 28 people. A small volcano near the Philippines erupted with a massive plume of ash and steam on Sunday, prompting evacuations of tens of thousands of people. This is VOA News.